The bill would require merchants to repay any losses due to lost or stolen PIN numbers or other sensitive information that's collected from the magnetic strip on the back of your credit or debit card. The bill would require merchants to make sure their electronic payment services delete the information after a transaction is complete. It has the support of the Wisconsin Credit Union League. The league's vice president for governmental affairs says credit and debit card fraud cost Americans $56 billion in 2006. Tom Levy says credit union share of the loss amounted to $100 million that year.
That data are kind of like having the keys to the kingdom for someone who'd like to commit card fraud.
If the sensitive information was stolen, Levy says the act would require either the merchant or the card service to repay the consumer and or the financial institution that issued the card. Still, he doesn't think it'll cost businesses anything to comply beyond a call to the card service to make sure the information isn't kept.
This bill doesn't interfere with the arm's length transactions that go on between consumers and merchants and retailers at all. So it shouldn't affect the retailers in any way. And what it should really do is increase consumer confidence and have folks more comfortable using their debit and credit cards.
Levy thinks the bill will have wide support in the legislature due to some recent high-profile mailings that compromised some Wisconsin residents' Social Security numbers. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.